Joe Biden's campaign has taken over 15-year-old's Instagram fan account. By Lucas Nolan on September 8, 2020. According to a recent report, the Biden campaign has taken over an Instagram fan account with 94,000 followers that was started by a 15-year-old who will now joining the campaign as an official volunteer. A recent report from The Verge states that the Biden campaign is attempting to improve its online presence by taking over the Instagram account of a 15-year-old Biden supporter that amassed 85,000 followers after creating the account in April. The account was originally called at Team Joe Biden but has since been changed to at Vote Joe and now has 94,000 followers. The campaign's Director of Social and Audience Development, Sarah J. Galvez, spoke to The Verge about the move to acquire the account, stating that the campaign was now focusing on digital advertising and social media as a major part of the campaign strategy during the current pandemic. What we've seen blowing up in places both in and outside of politics is a focus on shareable content, said Galvez. Previous to this, you would have these conversations with your friends, your colleagues, and your family in person. But as a result of COVID, we're having these political conversations online. The Biden campaign has made a major push in recent weeks to expand its online presence. Last Tuesday, the campaign announced that it would be launching official designs in the video game Animal Crossing: New Horizons. The campaign also partnered with the celebrity video greeting platform Cameo as part of fundraising efforts. Despite the Biden campaign's emphasis on social media, it has struggled with technology. Multiple Biden speeches and presentations have been marred with audio and visual glitches, as reported by Breitbart News last week. Breitbart News reporter Kyle Olson described Biden's latest tech foible. "We're still down 720,000, he continued before his video feed disappeared and only the graphic and sign language interpreter remained. After a few seconds, Biden reappeared from a side angle and kept talking, but there was no audio. The candidate's audio faintly appeared from another microphone in the room. It all eventually returned, nearly a minute after it began." Breitbart News will continue to report on the Biden campaign's tech strategy. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at @LucasNolan or contact via secure email at the address lucasnolan@protonmail.com.